Welcome to Coffee Chat with Lisa. Coffee Chats are spontaneous podcast episodes you will find in your podcast player anytime I have time-sensitive information or just want to share what's going on in real time with Organize 365. These podcasts will disappear as soon as the information is out of date. So grab a hot cup of coffee and listen in to find out what's new. This is a very meta podcast. It's a podcast about listening to podcasts. Don't turn the podcast off. So I was talking to my podcast editor, Amanda, who has been editing my podcast for the whole 8 years of its existence. And she said to me, you have to explain to people what's going on in podcasts. I said, okay, Amanda, explain to me what's going on in podcasts. So we had this great conversation. I thought, you know what? This really is valuable because I figure stuff out as a podcast listener, like just by clicking around on my phone. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know I could do that. And so I thought, you know what? This would kind of be a good podcast. I want to tell you about how podcasting has changed, what Organize 365 is doing about podcasts, and how you can get a better experience out of this podcast and other podcasts that you listen to. So first of all, I want to explain that there are actually a lot of different podcast players that you can listen to Organize 365 on. The majority of people who listen to podcasts on Apple. And that is because the Apple iPhone comes with the podcast app already installed on the phone. So if you want to listen to a podcast, you can listen to it on an iPhone because you don't have to download anything. The Apple podcast app is native. Any other app that you want to listen to podcasts through, you have to download onto your phone. And you can download them onto an Apple phone, Android phone, Windows phone, whatever kind of phone. So there are Android apps like Google Play. You can listen to them on Spotify. You can listen to them on iHeart Radio. You can listen to them on Audible. Did you know you can listen to podcasts on Audible? There are all kinds of podcast apps. And the way that a podcast gets on any of these apps is it does not start in Apple or any of these other apps. It actually starts over on a podcast hosting site, kind of like a website for podcasts. We use Libsyn. There's also other ones out there. I've just been using Libsyn the whole time. So that's what we use. We use Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, Libsyn. So we record the podcast. I record the podcast. I send it over to Amanda. She cleans it up. And then we put it on Libsyn, which is kind of like the website for the audio file. And then we tell that audio file where to go. So we send it to Apple and we send it to every single place we could possibly send it. Anywhere you can listen to a podcast, we are streaming the Organize 365 podcast and the other podcasts we have. And I'll talk about that at the end. So all podcasts are hosted on an audio website of some kind, and then they are streamed over into all of these different apps. So the only downfall of not using the Apple Podcast Player is that some podcast producers don't know to push their podcast, their RSS feed, into these other apps. And so sometimes you might be able to find a podcast on an Apple playlist that you can't find on, let's say, SoundCloud. Like we're on SoundCloud. Like there are all these places that you can find podcasts. So the podcast host needs to know to check all of the boxes to send their RSS feed to all these places. We check all the boxes. Now, there are some benefits to not using the Apple Podcast app to listen to your podcasts. So the Apple Podcast app, I don't know what it did early in 2022. It like was just having a moment and I couldn't get any of my podcasts. It was downloading everything I'd already listened to and couldn't give me my new things. And I was like, okay, Apple, why don't you just have a little nap and I'm going to go over and I'm going to try a few other podcast apps. I tried CastBox, I think, Override, another one you guys recommended. And each of those podcast apps had some benefits that the Apple podcast app didn't have. In one, you could speed up in different increments and you could even get to 3x. I can't listen that fast, but you could. And they were much more podcast focused. Like they had a lot more things built into their apps that were based on just podcasts, which I found really great. But again, the drawback was not all of the podcasts I wanted to listen to were in these apps. Usually it was only about half of them. And so I eventually went back over into my Apple podcasting app. Now, I also want to let you know, and this is just because I am an avid podcast listener. Like, I listen to podcasts like they are water. Searching for podcasts, searching for guests, searching for different shows. Have you ever been frustrated when you do this? Let me explain why. The artificial intelligence robots have not made it to podcasting apps. You know how you can like voice to text everything inside of your phone? Or if you go into Google, like Google is the best. I am dyslexic and also I type fast. And also I know that Google knows everything. They even know what I'm thinking. Even if I type something that's gobbledygook, they actually give me the search result that I actually want. It's like I type in gobbledygook and it goes, actually, what we think you want is this. And I'm like, yes, Google, of course, that's what I want. And then it shows me exactly what I want. And it says, do you want to see pictures? Do you want to go shopping? Do you want to reach? Like Google is unbelievable. The podcast apps are one step away from the stone age. We're not chiseling into a stone what we want to search for, but that's about the experience. If you spell organize 365 with no space, you won't find my podcast. It's like, that's how far removed podcast apps are from artificial intelligence. Like it doesn't even realize that that could also be organized space 365. No clue. If you have any spelling error, you'll get no search result whatsoever. So you need to be really, really accurate when you type things into a podcast player in order to get podcasts results. Now, once you find a podcast, like let's say that you know that I've been interviewed on probably 100 podcasts by now, and you're like, oh, I'd like to hear Lisa on a podcast interview. If you go into any of your podcast players and you put in Lisa Woodruff, all you're going to find are all my shows, my actual shows where I actually produce the show. And the reason why is because I produce so much content, so much content. Like I'm recording all the time and I'm publishing all the time. And so even though I'm a guest on lots and lots of shows, I've literally recorded, I don't know, 800 podcast episodes. So even if I'm a guest on 100 podcasts over the last 8 years, most of those were 6 years, you know, not in the last 2 years, so they're older episodes. When you search, every single show and every single podcast episode is probably going to be one where I host it. I am not interviewed. But if you want to search, like, let's say you want to learn a little bit more about Sarah Blakely, she doesn't have a podcast. So if you search Sarah Blakely, you'll find out everywhere she has been interviewed on. So if you want to find somebody as an interview guest instead of their actual show, the best way to do this is to go over to Google and you go, hey, Google, show me Lisa Woodruff as a podcast guest. And they'll be like, oh, here are all the places that we can find, even though we are not a podcast host. We could tell you where to find it. And then you find which show and which episode. And then you go back into your podcast player and you find that show. And then you scroll all the way back and then you download that episode. Like I said, one step away from chiseling what you want into a rock is where we are into podcasts. Podcast listeners, man, we are the best. Like, we know we're not going to get what we want, but we keep searching and listening anyway. So podcast listeners, I just say they are the best. So that's why you're not getting great search back when you search inside of podcast players. The other reason is that Google has a benefit over podcast players. Google, everything on Google is written. Even on really good websites, they'll actually have words behind the pictures. So you even know what the picture is. Like, Google even knows what the picture is because the website host has told Google what the picture is so that they can show you what the picture is. That's why when you go to search something as an image, you get an image to show up, even if whatever you searched is not on that image. The words for that are behind the image in the SEO part of the website. Another little tip for you. Again, I'm a very paper-based girl, but I do kind of know how technology works. So the way that you can get, if you have a podcast, the way that you can get your podcast episodes or your podcast to show up when people search things, like let's say you wanted to search morning routines inside of your podcast player. My morning routine podcast may or may not show up, but there's a high likelihood that it will if you scroll back far enough because I have it in the title of that show and because we have it in the show notes. So when you are inside of an app, when you're listening to this podcast, if you click on the picture that goes with it, where you speed up and slow down the podcast, if you either swipe up or you click on the picture, you'll actually get a little blog post. And those are called show notes inside of a podcast player. And that show notes is searchable. So when you type something inside of a podcast, if the words are inside of that show notes or in the title, then that podcast player is like, oh yeah, the title might be Why I Like to Stay in My Pajamas Until Noon, but Lisa's actually talking about her morning routine, because in the show notes, it says, this is my morning routine and why I stay in my pajamas until noon. I don't, but you know, just in case. And so because morning routine was in the show notes, there that podcast episode might show up in the podcast search. Right now, even Google cannot listen to audio and search it. They'll be able to eventually, but they can't right now. So right now, if you don't transcribe your show, which we do not, if you do not write show notes, which we do, if you don't have good titles for your show, ours are okay. You guys can give us suggestions if you have better ones for us. Then you're not very searchable in either Google or on a podcast player. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about is updates. So here's the thing. Podcast players, I don't know, because I don't use podcast players. I use Apple. I think podcast players are really good about making sure you get your podcast. Apple is not very good at it. Let me just tell you. It's almost like Apple is trying to make the game harder, and they're playing hide and seek with podcasters and podcast listeners. Here's how I perceive it as a podcast listener for 10 years. I go into my Apple podcast app, and all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, it's been a while since I've heard this podcaster I usually listen to. Where did that podcast go? Have you ever done that? You're like, what happened to the podcast I used to listen to? I've subscribed or whatever. Like, why isn't it showing up in my feed? And it's like the Apple podcast likes to play peekaboo. And they're like, oh, here's what I've figured out. I don't know because I'm not Apple, but they make these updates. And then when they make these updates, it gets harder and harder to listen to the shows you want to listen to. I don't really know why they do this. So like, for example, Facebook, which is not Apple, but Facebook 6 months ago said that it no longer wanted podcasts to stream directly into Facebook. I told you, you literally can listen to the Organized 365 podcast anywhere. We're putting it back on YouTube. I'm telling you, we stream this thing everywhere. There are possibly earlobes that are ready to listen. Like if you have ears and you're listening, the Organized 365 podcast is there. So for a period of time, like around 3 years ago, you were able to stream your RSS feed straight into your Facebook page. So of course, we did. And then 6 months ago, Facebook was like, we don't want to do this anymore. We're like, yeah, all right, I don't know why, but okay, fine. So now we're streaming it over into YouTube. There's no video. It's just the audio, but you guys like it, so we do it. So those kinds of updates happen on different platforms, but also inside of the Apple Podcast app. So here's what I've just noticed in my own personal listening on the podcast, the Apple Podcast app. It is like the update that they did, in the beginning of 2022, really messed up my whole podcast. I still think that there are podcasts I used to listen to, but I can't remember what they are and I cannot find them. And I don't know why. So hopefully, well, you're listening to this, so you haven't lost the Organized 365 podcast, but they changed it from subscribing to a show to following a show. Have you noticed this? And I don't know if it's other podcast players, but I know it's for sure Apple. So it used to be that you hear this in other podcasts. It annoys me, so I don't put it in my podcast where people go, rate and review the show at the end so we can find, like, it just drives me nuts when people end their podcast that way, which is why I don't end my podcast that way. I'm like, look, I get it. Rate and review and subscribe to the show, blah, 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 blah. So I don't put that at the end of my podcast episodes. My team would like me to, hence why I'm recording this whole podcast for you. So I was like, okay, tell me, why do people need to rate and review and subscribe to the show? And they go, well, rating and reviewing actually does nothing for you. If you rate and review a podcast, it does not impact their score on like the top 100. And Organized 365 is usually in the top 100 every single week of the categories that we are in. So we're already in the top 100. Rating and reviewing does not help us move up and down that chart. The number of listens that we get do, so thank you so much for listening. And then also the number of people who subscribe and follow, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. But rating and reviewing, it used to be the first 6 weeks that you launched your podcast. I'm talking 10 years ago, people. The first 6 weeks that you launched your podcast, you wanted to have so many downloads and so many ratings and so many reviews, and that would push you up on the chart. That it hasn't been that way for like 4 or 5 years, for a long, long time. But podcasters either don't know this, or I don't know why they really push the rating and review thing, because it really does, it doesn't really do anything on your stats or any of that. But what it does do is it helps when you're looking to find a new show. So when you go to find a new show, don't you go in there and sometimes you'll look at the ratings and the review. But also, I've started reading the ratings and reviews more often on like Audible before I download a book. And I've stopped doing it because often people will say, this person's voice is annoying, or blah, 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 whatever, they're little, I don't know, they need to get a job or something. Why do they have this much time? And then I will reluctantly download the book because I really wanted the content, knowing that this voice might really annoy me. And then I love the book. I love the book. I'm like, why did I even listen to some person I don't even know's rating a review of a book that somebody referred to me that I wanted to listen to? So I've stopped looking at the rating and reviews on Audible because it's the content that I want. And usually the negative Nellies over there don't match with my literary taste. Maybe my literary taste is that of a three-year-old, but I don't care. Like, usually what I download, I like. And so I've stopped looking at the ratings and reviews. And as I go into other podcasts, like, go look at the rating and review for some of your favorite podcasts. There'll be people who are like, changed my life. I love this person. They can have my firstborn baby. And then the next review will be like, this podcast is terrible. This person should not be given a microphone. Why did anybody give? And I'm like, okay, so great. How does that help anyone start to follow a podcast? I guess that's just my experience. And I don't want anybody taking 10 minutes out of their day to rate and review the Organized 365 podcast if it's not going to change where we are in the ranking of any of these podcast players. Not that it matters. Like, what does this ranking do? Like, I don't get an award or anything. I'm not getting paid. It doesn't really matter where we rank either. It's not like I'm trying to do that. But the only thing it does impact is people who have not come to this conclusion that I have, that basically anyone with a phone can write anything they want at any time about anything. And so some people do, and they're like, oh, they said Lisa blah, 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 so I won't even listen to this podcast. So in that way, it does help me if you rate and review the Organized 365 podcast, because people who do listen to ratings and review, if you have a positive view of Organized 365, which you must, because you're listening to this podcast this long, so I love you and you love me. So rate and review would be awesome if you want to do that one time. But what does matter that I did not know that Amanda told me is this whole subscribe follow thing. She said, you need to have so many followers. I'm like, followers? That's what you have on Facebook. You subscribe to a podcast. She goes, no, they changed it. I said, when did they change it? She said, it was like, I don't know, the beginning of 2022. I'm like, that's what happened to my podcast feed. That's what happened to my podcast. I said, I noticed that there was in my Apple Podcast thing that I, you know, sometimes you subscribe to a show and sometimes you follow. And now I'm realizing some automatically get downloaded and some just tell you when they're updating. Why did they do this? I just want to subscribe so that the things automatically get downloaded. So when all I do in my Apple Podcast player is I go over to what's been downloaded and I start listening. That's what I do. And also, I do what you might do. I batch listen. So I have a couple podcasts I like, and I don't like to listen to just one show. I like to listen to, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes the whole day. I just want to listen to this one podcaster. They all have a different energy to them. I'm in this mood, that mood, whatever. So you might be the same way. And I produce a lot of content, you know, at least 2, sometimes 3 or 4 episodes a week, a lot. I produce a lot of content. So what I've noticed in my own podcast player is this. If I download, like, let's say I follow or subscribe or whatever it is, I still don't understand the difference. Amanda's going to be like, great, you recorded the podcast and you didn't tell them the difference. Sorry, Amanda. When I download these episodes, my phone will download a certain number. And then all of a sudden, if I don't listen to them, it will stop. Have you noticed that? So like, if you only listen to Organized 365 once a month, once it downloads like 5 or 6 of my episodes, it will stop downloading the new ones. So then you go back and you listen and you think you're all caught up, and you're not. Because the phone decided that maybe you were done listening to me, so it stopped downloading them. Why does it do this? Why is it confusing us? So if you're like, how did I miss that podcast episode? I think it's because of Apple. I think Apple is doing weird things. I hope this goes away. But you need to really check on it. You can't You cannot trust these podcast apps to really be downloading everything we necessarily want to be listening to. So it used to be called subscribing. Now it's called following. That does help me. If you could please follow and subscribe or whatever is available in your podcast player, that does help us in Organize 365. And Apple is finally telling us not who follows or but how many people. And they never used to tell us that kind of information. So interesting fun fact. So Amanda was telling me about the stats for the podcast. And fun fact, there are more people in Australia listening than in the UK and Canada combined. Isn't that interesting? So anyways, just fun fact. There's nothing I'm going to do with this information. It's just fun to know. Okay, and then the last thing I want to talk to you about is Organize 365. Clearly, I like to talk. I'm a talker. I like to talk. I like to do podcasts. Organize 365, the way my brain works, tends to break platforms. So, for example, I used to be on WordPress, and WordPress is what most websites that you go to are on. It's like a hosting thing, and you can add all these little features to it. You could put a podcast on WordPress. You can run a membership site on WordPress. You can have a store on WordPress. You can have a blog. You can have a map for a certification. You can have all these things. When you have all of them at the same time, you break WordPress, which I did repeatedly. So now we have a completely custom designed website because I'm trying to do all of the things on something that was meant to do, pick something and we will do it well. I was like, I pick all, can you do them all well? And they were like, no, we cannot do that. So now I'm doing the same thing with podcasts. I have multiple shows. So I have Sunday Basket. The Sunday Basket is a show. I have Professional Organizers Think Tank, which helps you start and grow your professional organization business. And I have the Organize 365 podcast. The Organize 365 podcast is the one that I add new content to all the time. Well, when you've been talking for 8 years and you have all these podcasts, and you guys have told me this, you're like, okay, I want to tell my friend about you, but it's really hard to say to a friend, well, you should listen to Lisa. She only has 800 episodes, started at episode one. It'll only take you 6 months to get through them. I mean, who's gonna, I can't even believe anybody is following at all. So what I did in the beginning of 2022 is we looked at the Organize 365 content and we started to break it out into playlists. And you're going to be seeing more and more of these. We have a glossary playlist. So if people just want to learn, like, how does Lisa define housework and organization and productivity? What are all the words that we have come up with to make the invisible work at home visible? That's the Organize 365 glossary. There are 11 episodes as of 2022 and 2023, the beginning of 2023. We'll add more from anything that we've created in 2022. We have the Friday Workbox podcast playlist. We're adding more podcast episodes to that all the time. They originally air on Organize 365, and then we add them to the playlist. We've added a lot more podcasts from the Organize 365 podcast to the Sunday Basket playlist. What other playlists do we have? I know we're looking to make a kid playlist. We're looking to make an ADHD playlist. We already have a research playlist. What else have we got here? The Professional Organizer Think Tank is a podcast that was created in 2014, I believe. All the content is still accurate. Yeah, that's what we have so far. So I'm going to continue to make these playlists. Now here's where Apple excels. Apple allows me to put all these podcast playlists and podcasts into one channel. You guys, I have my own radio station now. So if you are in the Apple podcast, you're going to be able to go over and go to the Organize 365 channel, and you'll see all these different playlist options. So then you could share a playlist with a friend. And the thing that I would love for you to do the most that has nothing to do with the podcast playlist or the ranking on iTunes or any of that stuff, I think that people want to individually listen to podcast episodes. You guys have favorite episodes. You tell me all the time. Probably not this one, although you probably did learn a lot about podcasts and the podcasts that you're listening to, and maybe you'll be able to optimize your podcast listening experience and go find some of the podcasts that Apple has hidden from you that you're like, you're right, there are like three shows I used to listen to all the time and they're not in my feed. Go find them, bring them back, play hide and seek. We're apparently playing hide and seek with Apple. Find your friends, put them back in your playlist, follow and subscribe all the shows that you really, really like. But what I would love to ask you to do is when you listen to a podcast, you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought about it that way before. Or like, oh, this is exactly what I was thinking. This is exactly what I need to do. You guys are so good at taking action after listening to a podcast. In addition to taking action and changing your life, would you please screenshot your phone and then share it in your social media of choice and tag Organize365. So share it on Facebook, share it on Instagram, share it wherever you like to share content, share it on LinkedIn, and then tag Organize365 and we'll be able to reshare it. And that really will get a lot of people into the Organize 365 community, into the Organize 365 podcast by following actionable podcasts that really spoke to you at that specific time. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that you learned a little bit more about following, subscribing, rating, reviewing, and listening to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this one.